This week on the Time Bat Show.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't, it's been a while.
I know there's like a sexy teen girl
dog.
Goofy too. Is she a dog? I don't know.
I think everyone's a dog. Yes, I think she's a dog. Actually, she kind of looks like a mouse, if I remember. You know what I mean? She's got like ears.
That's not good.
Hold on. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 81. I'm Time Aces.
And I am Bat Snacks.
And this is an episode where we're traveling back in time to last week to do episode 81 instead of 82.
Fortunately, we have a time machine, so we can just go back to last week
and do
episode 81 now.
It's as if 81 has happened last week already. We're just doing it now in the future by traveling back in time. Because we missed episode 81. For the observant few listeners, they probably noticed that we completely skipped over 81. Which, I guess it happens sometimes.
Does it?
I don't know how we skipped it, honestly. We just, like, decided.
Okay, so maybe 81 is not a good number.
Mm. That's true.
It's 82 is a much better number. Mm-hmm. So maybe we just...
In your heart of hearts, you were like, 82 sounds better. I'm going to put 82.
Well, I didn't do it intentionally. I think maybe just subconsciously, because I was the one that just proclaimed to you so like knowingly and confidently, like, yes, it's 82.
I was like, what episode are we on? You're like, 82, obviously. I'm like, all right, whatever you say.
Yeah.
I think it's because we skipped the week before, so you got all confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is 81 now. We're not going to reorder them. It'll be something fun for the listeners in the future to figure out how this all went down. I don't even know. But anyway, this is 81. This is the Time Bat Show. How are you doing today, Bat Snacks?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? I understand you maybe had an interesting day. Did something happen today?
I had a fine day. I was doing stuff, and then you said you needed to record today instead of tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm eating right now. How loud am I chewing, like, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like a 10.
That's fine.
Like a 2. It's fine. No, it's not just like a 2.
So I was doing something today, and then I remember you were like, oh, I want to record Wednesday instead of Thursday. I was like, all right, I can do that.
Yeah.
So I'm heading home from where I was, and it's like 4:30 or something, 4:35. I'm like, I need to get home so we can record, because I don't want to keep you longer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but oh shit, I forgot to eat. Period today, like at all. Like, have you ever had one of those days where you just forget to eat food?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it happens to me pretty frequently. So I'm like driving my car. I'm like, all right, well, I'll get home, I'll just throw something together, and then I'll just get on Skype immediately, call Bat Snacks up, and then we'll just do the episode, bam, bam, bam. And I'll just do this all at once. And so, like, I was scrounging for things to eat because I didn't want to cook anything. And the only thing we had that was, like, edible immediately, we had chips, and then we had potato salad. So I was just like, all right, just have a potato dinner.
This is what we're doing
today. So I'm eating potato salad and cheddar sour cream ruffles. And that's my meal today. And a Topo Chico which is just carbonated water, because I was going to pour myself a glass of water. But I was in such a hurry to start the podcast that I wasn't holding the cup. I was just going to, like, one arm it, basically. Mm-hmm. Just pour it directly into the cup that is not, you know, just sitting on a table.
Yeah.
And if you pour the water too fast, you know, you can, like, the cup is made out of plastic. So it, like, rushed to the side and it tipped over. And I got water, like, everywhere. So, what?
It's just...
It's such a me
just
thing to do.
Just because I know you.
It's such a me thing to do. I know, right? Yeah. It's like, if I told my wife that today, if I told her, she'd be like, oh, okay, so it was a normal day. And I'm like, yeah, It's just such a me thing to do that. But
yeah, especially just like you gave up after that and just grabbed a glass bottle.
I did. I was like, what else is there to drink? And I was like, screw it. I'll just have this Topo Chico. I don't care. Whatever. And then I was like, I'm going to have these chips. I'm going to have this potato salad and whatever. It's fine.
Tell me, so, have you reached the potato salad event horizon yet where you, like, can't take another bite or else you'll be sucked into the potato void?
I was there, like, at the last few bites of the potato. Like, I just finished it, like, right before we started. And yes, I love potato salad, but there's something about it that's like, you reach a point where it's like, I can't eat this anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you said it.
There was this one time, we talked about this on the show, but I bought a buy one, get one container of potato salad, and I live by myself, so, like, that was, there's no way I was going to finish all that potato salad.
Who is it for?
It was for me.
I guess you could leave the one other one sealed out.
Yeah, but potato salad does not last, like, a week.
It doesn't. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that was the whole story.
So how much did you get through?
I got through half of a container of one.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, potato salad is one of those foods. I mean, I love potato salad, don't get me wrong. Like, it's legitimately a food I really love. But yeah, there's something about it where it's just like, I can't do this anymore. You know a similar food? Baked beans. Yeah, in my opinion. I like baked beans, but there's a point where I get to eating a baked bean, I'm like, what is this? Like, I don't even know. Are there even beans in here? What's going on with this? You know? Like, black beans are one thing, because it's, like, obviously beans. Yeah. Baked beans, it's, like, there's, like, barbecue sauce in there and, like, bacon, and, like, it's kind of mushy, and you're like, I don't even know if there's, like, beans in here anymore. You know?
Yeah. Any, like, picnic side item is just, you don't want to eat, like, the whole container of...
Any picnic item.
Yeah. Like, pickles. I love pickles. I'm not going to eat a whole jar of them.
Black beans. But, or, baked beans, pickles, potato salad. All the picnic items. You're right. That's interesting. I've never thought about that before.
I can eat a bag of potato chips, though. No problem.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating potato chips right now. You probably noticed because I'm crunching really loudly on the podcast. But I can eat potato chips all day. Which is weird because they're also made of potatoes. And you'd think that you'd reach a limit there, too. But I guess not. It's different.
Like, it's a mayonnaise thing.
I think it's a mayonnaise thing, too. Do you like your potato salad with more mayonnaise? Do you like, well, all of them have mayonnaise, but, like, do you like potato salad with little mustard in it, or do you do straight, like, mayonnaise?
I like a little mustard and pickles.
Gives a little bit of a kick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get, like, celery in there and, like, other things that give it a little bit of a zing or whatever.
Yeah, something to distract you from the mayonnaise.
The other problem with the potato salad is I find it's really good the first day you open the container. And then it just gets progressively worse, like, every 12 hours.
Yeah, it gets a funk, too.
It does. It's not, like, a describable funk, but, like, yeah. I opened this on Sunday, and I'm eating it today, which is Wednesday. And it's not bad by any means, but I'm like, this is a little... There's something here I'm not really sure what it is, but I don't know about it. But I ate it all, because at this point it was, like, it was a small container, and if I didn't eat it, I would have just thrown it away, so...
Yeah.
It wasn't enough to, like, not eat it, basically. Anyway, so that's how my day went. Just, you know, it was a fine day. It was just me doing a me thing when I come home, which happens to me, like, all the time. I wish someone could film my life sometimes so they could, like, put these things on the internet. People could laugh at them. Because I get a lot of humor out of myself doing stupid things. Frequently. And I wish others could participate in that, because it's pretty funny. You know? Just sharing the story is funny. So, anyway, what else is going on?
Not too much. Not too much. Not a lot has been happening in my world, so...
Are you dying still?
Last no, I'm not dying anymore. I saw a doctor, and he told me that there's nothing wrong with me, thankfully.
So you have nothing going on?
No, not even, like, acid reflux or anything. So I can eat jalapeno burgers whenever I want.
All day, every day. I can go for a jalapeno burger.
I don't know about that.
I can go for a jalapeno burger right now. It's funny, because last week when you told me about that, the next day I went to Whataburger and got a jalapeno burger.
Yeah, you had to rub it in.
Like, and then I texted you, I'm like, I'm eating a jalapeno burger.
You can't have one.
But no, legit, it was, like, one of the best burgers I've ever had at Whataburger. It was like, wow, this is legitly, like normally they're good. I mean, all fast food has this issue, right? it's like inconsistent, right? Sometimes it's really good. Sometimes it's, you know, eh. You know what I'm talking about with fast food.
Of course. Yeah.
Whataburger, I go there because they're generally more consistent than other places. Like, I've never had, like, a bad burger. It's mostly just, like, well, you've had one bad burger, right?
Yeah, I guess I have, yeah.
It's mostly like, oh, this is good. But some days they're, like, really on their A game. And that day I went after last week when you told me about your jalapeno burger, put jalapenos on it. There was something about that specific burger that was, like, really good. It was so good that I texted you about it.
I think it's because I couldn't have one. I think you were like, that snacks can't have one.
So, like, part of the draw, like subconsciously, my taste buds were like, this is even better because you can eat it. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like I'm not that much of a petty person, but maybe I am.
It's not petty. It's just like, that's human nature, right?
Is
like,
it? To be mean?
My jalapeno burger. You can't,
you can't eat it. I will eat it for you, and it's delicious. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing is going on the news this week. I was looking at, like, news stories, and there's, like, nothing. I mean, there's stuff going on in, like, politics. There always is stuff going on in politics. But, like, nothing, like, light. You know what I mean? No light fare to talk about this week.
Yeah, no bears where they shouldn't be.
Right? No, like, oh, some weird NASA thing happened, you know, or whatever. Or like, yeah. I don't know. I'm always looking for that stuff.
You know, something that happened recently that I wanted to talk about on the podcast, but I couldn't find a related topic to go with it. Mm-hmm. Art Bell died semi-recently.
I have no idea who that is.
The guy who did Coast to Coast AM.
Oh, yes. Paranormal show. Yes, yes. He died?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a... Oh, like, that? Coast to Coast AM is not the show that it used to be when he ran it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the one that did all of the, like, paranormal UFO abduction stories, stuff like that.
And wasn't that on in, like, the middle of the night?
Yeah, it was on...
Like 2 a.m. or something like that?
Yeah, like 2 a.m. to 5, the spooky hours.
I remember listening a few times in high school.
Yeah.
I want that job.
Yeah, same.
Like, really, really badly. We should be the new Coast to Coast AM. Obviously, we can't be that because someone else is doing it. But we should have our own radio show that talks about paranormal stuff.
For real. But, like, the Coast to Coast AM of today, they mostly talk about politics.
So see, that's dumb. So the problem with talking about politics is everyone's talking about politics. I get a million people talking about politics 24/7. The last thing I want to hear is politics. You know, I want to hear some weird stuff. Give me the weird shit. You know what I mean? Give me some really weird stuff.
Yeah. Like, the only problem with that is I'm kind of a skeptical person, but, like, I could, you know, hear people out if they had something to say about spirits.
I'm very skeptical, but I like the idea. Like, I like listening to that stuff because I find it interesting.
Yes,
I don't believe it, but, like, I think it's interesting. Like, it's fun for me to listen to that kind of stuff. You know.
So, listener, if you've got a ghost story, come on here and tell it. Just contact us.
Yeah, contact at timebatshow.com or at timebatshow on Twitter. Do you have any ghost stories? We should talk about ghost stories.
I don't.
You don't have any?
No.
I feel like I've told you the one that I have, like the really scary one with the train and in the woods or whatever.
Yeah, you've told me. You can tell it. No, I don't think you've told it.
I've told it on the air. I think I told it on the air once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay, I'll tell it really fast. So I was in the woods with a friend. We were like doing something. It was the middle of the night. This like big orb starts coming our way. We think it's a train, and then it like randomly vanishes. That's the condensed version of the story. And we didn't know what it was. I'm trying to think of any other
weird I've got a weird one. So me and my mom and my sister back, I think this was like pre-middle school, before I even knew you, we were driving in the car along the road, and a bright light like surrounded the car. And I think my mom had to pull over, and we were all freaked out for a minute. And then we just kept going, and we never talked about it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it in the middle of night?
It was at night. I think what happened, though, is the car got struck by lightning.
Oh, whoa, really?
Or, like, so near the car that it was just blinding.
That's nuts. Was it storming out at the time? You don't remember.
It was raining, I think. I don't know. This was a long time ago.
That's wild. Sometimes I'll have, like, ghostly experiences, and then I'll, like, immediately strike them from my brain because they're too disturbing to, like...
That's what I think about this. Okay, so... the reason this memory has stuck with me for so long is back when I was in high school, I was reading a comic book called The Invisibles.
Mm-hmm.
And in that comic book, there's a scene where a kid and his mom are driving along the road and mm-hmm. their car gets enveloped by lights just happened to me.
Just like you. Yeah.
But the kid like has visions of aliens when this happens.
Oh, no.
And who knows? Did I have visions at the time? Am I like suppressing them?
Maybe. You might be. I feel
like being reminded via comic book later in life.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people that have disturbing stuff do like kind of block it out.
Yeah.
Like, I swear I've had more supernatural experiences than that one. Like, I know there have been like 10, but like, I can't recall them because like my brain is like convinces me that it's not, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, that was probably just a plane or that was a something else, you know? And you're just like, okay. And I just forget it.
Yeah, but for sure.
I swear there's one time I saw this thing in the sky and it looked like a UFO and it moved like one and I didn't say anything to anybody. And then it just like, quick as it appeared, it like flew away.
Because what are you going to do?
And I was just like,
saw a UFO.
Well, I can't tell anyone this because they're going to think I'm an idiot, like a crazy UFO person. But at the same time, like, it was pretty weird. It wasn't saucer shaped, but it was like long, like ovular, like an oval shape or whatever. And it wasn't very big, but the light patterns were unlike any plane I've ever seen, you know. And it was like flashing these lights, and then it like flew off in the other direction. So it like changed. It was weird. It was super.
Was it
weird.
Flying low?
No, it was flying pretty high. But it wasn't flying. It wasn't flying higher than like it was between like a plane's altitude and like a helicopter's altitude. If that makes any sense, you know what I mean. It does. Because, like, helicopters fly a little low, planes are, like, way up there, and this thing was kind of in the middle. Like, you could see the shape of it, whereas, like, a plane, if it's high enough in the sky, you can only really see the lights at night, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was weird. I don't know what it was. It was over, like, a lake or something. Yeah. But I never told anyone about it, because...
So, when I was driving one night with my cousin and my sister, we were... going out to the Jacksonville beach bars. You know where that is, right? Yeah, we were driving and like going from bar to bar and we saw like this missile looking thing flying at about the height of the street lamps.
What the hell? Like,
took off over our car.
What the hell?
I swear.
But it was, you know what I said? It was only like 20 feet high? Like above the ground?
It was low.
Okay, what did
you know
say?
What I said?
What?
I was like, oh, that must be a drone from Mayport, obviously. Because it... It can't be what we saw, right?
Your brain was already convincing you, like, it's not anything weird. It's just a drone.
This is normal.
This is a thing that happens. Everyday life. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I feel like we, like, do that as humans. It's really bizarre. Ugh. I should keep, like, a journal of weird stuff that happens to me.
Yeah, you should.
But I don't. I swear my brain just suppresses these things. The more I talk about it, the more stuff I remember, though, because it's like, you know, unlocking parts of your brain where you're like, oh, yeah, that happened, and it was weird, but whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've seen my fair share of, like, I'm not going to call them UFOs, but they're, like, weird stuff in the sky that I'm like, what the hell is that? There's this one time, oh, I just remember the coolest one.
Let's hear it, come on.
There's this one time, it was, like, sunset, okay? Like, the sun was going down, or, like, very close to going down, and I was driving on the highway, and I could see the sun, you know, it was on the horizon, like, you know, halfway down or whatever, so it's, like, setting.
Right.
And then that was to my, like, immediate, not immediate left, but it was at to my, like, you know, if I was facing north, which I don't know if I was, it would be, a, like, my northwest position, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, the sun was there. And then there's this thing directly in front of me. As I come up over the highway, I go up, like, it's, like, one of those highways that, like, there's, like, a kind of a hill, like a steep
hill. Yeah.
So I go up, as I crest the hill, there's this huge, really bright, like, ball of orange light. And at first, I'm like, oh, that's the sun. But then I'm like, wait a minute, the sun is, like, setting in the west, not in north, which is the direction I'm driving.
Yeah.
And so I, like, look over to the left, and I see the sun setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
and then I look back at the orb thing, and I'm like, that's not the fucking sun. Like, what the hell is that? And, like, there's, like, a lot of drivers on the road, and I know that they're seeing this, but no one's, like, pulling over or doing anything weird, so I'm like, maybe they know something I don't know, and this is, like, completely normal, right? So, like, I... like, I keep driving, and the road kind of goes down, and I'm kind of looking at this orb, just, like, wondering what the hell it is. And then the highway kind of turns off into this almost wooded kind of area, and so yeah. I can only see the orb, like, out of the corner of, like, trees and stuff. So I'm still, like, looking at it, I'm, like, wondering what it is. Like, maybe it's, like, a helicopter, or maybe it's, like, a plane that's just kind of hovering there for some reason. Like, it's really big, and I don't see the shape.
Yeah, planes do that.
I just see the color. And so, like, I keep my eye on it, and then as I, like, we're in, the, like, this tree area, this wooded area, and as I leave the wooded area, I look back up to see the orb, and it's gone. And I think I just, like, this is the first time I've thought about it since that happened. Because, like I said, no one stopped or anything. So I felt like everyone was like, oh, that's just, like...
That's just the orb. Obviously.
mean... oh, I love that. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's just the orb. Don't worry about it. It's here all the time. It's just the orb.
You must not be from around here. That's just friggin' tourists.
We get that every you know, every week. It comes up and just, you know, like, there it is, whatever. Just keep driving. Gotta get to your dentist appointment or whatever it is. But I was the only one in the car, so, like, no one could corroborate this story. And I didn't pull anyone out. You know, I didn't talk to any drivers because I didn't pull over anything, so.
Yeah.
Like, no one could corroborate the story. Unless I found someone else that was driving that day that I knew was driving that day, but I don't even know when it was. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, but I don't know. It was so weird.
Yeah, I believe you because I know, like, the last thing that you would ever want to do is, like, make up a story about UFOs because I think that, like, idea,
right?
Like, offends you at the core.
It does, and, like, it was just one of those things. I did not say anything about it. I think I told my wife when I got home that night, but I didn't tell anyone else about it. And yeah. It was just... And I literally have not thought of this since just now. But it was really... I remember this orb, and it was just... It was an orb, and it was just sitting there in the sky. Like, as if it's like a sun, right? It's like the sun. But, like, the sun is not there. The sun is somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like, That's what it looked like. It looked like another sun. It was, like, bright orange, like, really orange.
Yeah, that's super weird.
Like, have you ever seen the sun? You've seen the sunset over, like, water, and you know how it gets, like, really orange sometime at certain times of day?
Yeah.
Like, it looked like that color of that, you know what I mean? But it wasn't sun, because the sun was already setting in a different direction. So it's like, and it was in the wrong place in the sky, you know, at the time of day. You know, this is, like, 6 or 7 o'clock or something, sunset time.
Yeah.
And it was, like, in the place in the sky where the sun would be at, like, 3 or 4, you know, p.m. So, it was just the orb. That's
all it was. You know, all kind of people see weird stuff all the time. That's the kind of stuff, you know, you're sitting around the campfire, everybody has a story.
It was just the orb.
They've all seen the orb, or the thing, the missile flying around that must be from the base nearby.
I don't know what I must have convinced myself it was something. I don't remember what it was, though.
Swamp gas with a flare.
I think, you know what I think I did? I think I convinced myself it was like Jupiter or something. Like
yeah. That thing you have to use a telescope to see usually.
It was like a planet. I was like, oh, it must be a planet. Jupiter must be in season or something.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes, like, you can see it, like, in the sky occasionally?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, one or two times a year where you can see Jupiter, I think.
Yeah.
Like, in the sky.
If you try really hard, you can.
I was like, it's Jupiter, or it's Venus, or something. Like, it's fine. It's just there. It's cool. Maybe it's the moon. Right?
I don't know, dude.
Really, really bright moon that was orange for some reason. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, I'm crazy.
I don't know what you saw. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was just the orb. It's just the orb.
I think the orb is my favorite explanation for what it was.
I wish I would ask somebody, and they'd be like, "Oh yeah, you didn't see it? Like, it's just the orb, man. Like, it's there all the time. Just chill out, relax. It's the orb." I wonder if there's anything socially that we like lie to ourselves about like that.
Something that's like happens to everyone is super obvious.
But I feel we're just like there's stuff. I feel like this is an interesting topic because I feel like this happens a lot and we just don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of an example though. You know what I mean though? Like, I feel like this happens.
I don't know how to give an example without sounding absolutely insane.
Well, this can be the insane podcast. It's episode 81. This is kind of like a Lewis Carroll's, you know, podcast thing. I don't know, through the looking glass thing.
If you add 8 and 1, it equals 9, which is not a good number, but oh well. We can do it, yeah.
No, what were you going to say? Do you have, like, a specific thing you're thinking
about? I was going to say, like, how many times per day do you think you hallucinate?
Quite a bit, yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to be the first one to say it.
Let's start about like weird physical like things. Like, what kind of hallucinations are we talking about here? Because everyone gets different kinds of what? Yeah, corner of your eye. Uh huh.
Or like you hear something.
Mm-hmm. Like auditory. Yeah, that happens to me a lot. I get really like a lot of auditory ones where like if I hear something like that's kind of unique, my like ears will like perk up and like go intensely listening to stuff, and then I'll start hearing things that like I know exist, but like I'm like my brain is like amplifying them to like a degree where it's definitely a hallucination, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just like, oh, what's that? It's the sound of a man breathing in my wall or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then stuff like with your eye, like I get like shit in my eye all the time, so that'll like in the corner of my eye, like, I'll think I see, like, a man or something sometimes. Like, a figure. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what you get, what your thing is.
Sometimes if I go from, like, I mean, it's not even if I go from, like, going from inside to outside. Like, I get, like, visual stuff just sitting at my desk at work. Like, sometimes I'll get, like, splotchy
Vision. Yeah.
Stuff will, like, creep out of places, and I'll be like, oh, that's just a hallucination. It's fine.
It's fine. It's not a big deal. Yeah, sometimes my vision will go, like, weird, like, splotchy or, like, tunnel vision kind of thing. I don't know. There's just all this weird. I can't, like, give you any, like, specific examples, because I, like you said, I, like, immediately am like, oh, this is normal. It's fine.
It's just a normal hallucination.
And I completely block it out of my brain. I'm just like, what? It's fine. It's no big deal. I have this weird sensation when I'm falling asleep sometimes. And it's like, I don't know if anyone else in the world gets this, but I get it, like, all the time. And it's basically, it feels like you're, like, shrinking, but, like, part of your body is, like, expanding at the same time. Like, it's a very bizarre feeling. It feels like you're, like, too big for your body, but too small at the same time. I don't know how to describe it other than that.
It's like the sunken place in Get Out.
Maybe. Yeah, sure. I guess. I mean, this happened to me way before that movie, though.
Yeah.
This happened to me when I was like 10. But like, it feels like you're too large for your body. Like, maybe this is kind of like an out-of-body thing. You know what I mean? Like, you feel like you're outside of your body. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, like, yeah, your body's, like, too small to hold your entire presence.
Yeah, all you in there.
Yeah. It's a really weird feeling. It happens to me when I'm, like, dozing off, like, pretty frequently. And I'll, like, notice it the most in my, like, appendages. Like, I'll feel, like, my hands. Like,
does it make you kind of want to jitter your arm around?
Yes.
Like, get you back in there?
Yes, get me back in. But, like, you know how you've ever heard of, like, phantom limb syndrome? Like, if someone has their arm off or whatever, they can still kind of, like, feel their arm or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, imagine that, but, like, imagine the phantom limb part is, like, way bigger than my actual arm, if that makes any sense. So it's, like,
that makes sense.
The control mechanism is huge, but my arm is only, like, this big. I don't know. It's really hard to explain. But it happens to me pretty frequently. And I've never asked anyone about it because it's really hard to explain, but I don't know. It's one of the weird things. I would definitely consider it like a hallucination or something like that. I guess it's not a visual, but it's a mental, psychological something or other. But
yeah.
I don't know. some weird shit out there.
I'm like you. I have a hard time thinking of really specific examples of what we're talking about.
Because you just brush it off.
It happens all the time. Like, we go through life, and all of our senses are only accurate to a degree and make mistakes all the time, but, like...
People don't talk about it, because they think, like... They either think it's normal, and everyone has it, or they think it's abnormal, and they don't want to, like, risk, like, considering that they're abnormal too long, so they just block it out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, either way, they're blocking it. You know, like, it's like, oh, this is normal. I don't need to think about this. Or, oh, this is abnormal. It's probably just a freak thing. I'm not going to think about this anymore. You know?
Yeah, like, if you have kids or if you talk to kids, kids say weird, like, stuff that's unsettling about
like, all the time.
All the time.
Because they don't have, like, a filter. They haven't had that, like... Society hasn't told them, like, that's it's weird to talk about that.
Like, oh, did you see the man in the closet? Like, I beg your pardon, did you see who?
Did I see the what in the what? It's like, mommy, the orb is back. And you're like, what orb? What orb are you talking about? yeah. Kids are... Yeah, I think they're just more honest with, like, they don't care. They have nothing to lose by saying weird shit, whereas, like, adults do. You know, if you're an adult and you say something weird, people be like, that guy is crazy. Like, he is nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't know. I'm going to try to make a better effort to, like, track these things that happen. Because it happens to me quite a bit. We'll report back next week.
We'll report back. And if you, listener, have any strange, abnormal, paranormal, even supernatural experiences, please contact us about them. We have a private email address, and we won't share your identity.
We won't talk about you. Yeah, we'll just tell your story. We won't tell who you are. Even if it's not supernatural, even if it's just like a weird physical, like, or psychological thing that happens that is just really, really weird that you've, like, don't think happens to anyone else, you know, it'd be cool to talk about, because everyone has
I love that.
Everyone
shit.
Has that, and no one talks about it. It's so weird.
Yeah.
There's, like, a stigma. Sometimes I'll, like, Google stuff that happens to me. Like, I can't give you examples, because, again, like, I forget it immediately. But I'll, like, Google something weird that happens to me, and I'll be like, I wonder if anyone else experiences this. And I'll Google it, and I'll be like, nobody. And then I'll be like, I guess I'm just abnormal. I'm gonna block this out of my head forever, you know?
WebMD is like, you might have a tumor.
And then I'm like, nope, I'm not thinking about that anymore. Yep, and then, like, I just block it. Do you want to get...
let me make a joke real quick. I was thinking about this recently. Have you ever seen Kindergarten Cop?
Yes, yes.
You know that really, like, existential, like, depressing kid that's always like, everybody dies, you know? That's like WebMD.
Personified, like,
yeah.
He is WebMD. He grew up to found WebMD.
Like, you Google, hey, Google, I have a headache. He's like, it might be a tumor.
Everybody dies.
And then Arnold's like, it's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Everything is, like, Googling symptoms is the worst thing, like, in the world. Like, everything leads to you dying.
Yeah.
Like, I had, like, pain in my tailbone a few days ago. I'm serious, I did. And I think And I think it's just because I was, like, sitting weird or whatever. And, like, a tailbone is a really weird place to have pain. But, like, it's, like, there's a lot of nerves down there, so it could be a pinched nerve, it could be, like, a bruise, whatever. So I was like, this is weird. Like, I've had it before, but not to this degree. So, like, Google it. And the first thing is, like, you have ass cancer. And I'm like, and then, like, I don't know. I just couldn't handle it. Oh, it subsided since, but, like, that was, like, literally the first result. It was like, yep, you got ass cancer. I'm like, great.
That's the worst way to die, dude.
It's the worst way to go. This is, like, my number one thing I didn't want. Like, I would rather any other death than this. Like, this is the last...
ass cancer.
This is the last thing. The problem with having ass cancer is, like, if, like... When you die, and all your, like, family and friends, like, ask about you, like, oh, how did he die? And they're like, oh, he had ass cancer. They're gonna, like, laugh at you in your death. Like, that's the last thing I want, you know? It's the last thing I want to happen. Like, people regular like cancer... What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that people like to think that their lives will be remembered as, like, some kind of movie or something, but it's really just a still photograph. And that still, if you have ass cancer... is just a cancerous ass.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah.
I like any other kind of cancer, like, fine. And then they'll be like, oh, that's so sad. But ass cancer, they're going to laugh at that. They're going to chuckle. They'll be like, I'm sorry for your loss. All the time. It's really funny, but I'm sorry for your loss. You're like, I don't want to die that way. I don't want to go that way. I'd rather go any other way than that. Anyway, do you want to get into what do we even have today for the show?
We have listener questions. We have trivia, too. Do you want to knock out a trivia?
Let's knock out a trivia. We're doing a new thing where we're interspersing it throughout the show.
Okay.
Let's do one.
Go ahead and choose one lifeline.
Oh, we're doing it this way, huh?
Yeah, we can just try it.
No, that's fine. I choose 50-50.
Okay. Your first question that you must use 50-50 on, or you can save it for another question, I guess?
No, must use. I like must use.
Okay.
I like this. We're first R&Ding question. This during the show. Anyway, go ahead.
The Boeing B-52 is an American long-range, subsonic, jet-powered strategic bomber.
Mm-hmm.
This aircraft is commonly referred to as the blank. Is it A, the big, ugly, fat fucker, or buff?
Okay.
Is it B, the big ass motherfucker, the BAMF? Bam. Is it C, the Stratocarrier?
Okay.
Or is it D, the Stratofortress?
Oh, damn it. I like how you have two goofy ones and, like, two serious ones. The funny thing is, like, I could totally see the first two being real. Because the military is known to have that kind of sense of humor with things. I think I'm going to have to use 50-50 on this one out of the game. Okay. My guess is it's either... Oh, I'm not going to tell you, because that would change.
Because I'll know what to do, yeah.
Well, yeah, you'll know what to do with 50-50.
Okay, so it is either the big, ugly, fat fucker, which is buff, or it is D, the Strato Fortress.
Okay, so I thought it was either the Strato Fortress or the big-ass motherfucker. I think the big, ugly, fat fucker is too much of a crazy name for it to be named. But then again, if that's not it, that means you just made up those two names by yourself and inserted them into question.
That does mean
which
that,
is
yeah.
a very odd thing to do for you to just be like, yep, we're going to have this in the question. Now I'm second-guessing myself. I'm going to go with Strato Fortress. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going with Strato Fortress. Final answer.
That is incorrect.
Damn it! I should have known you would never make up those two.
No, words. I would never make up big, ugly, fat fucker. That doesn't even sound good.
No, that's an awful name for anything. Who named this? Some idiot, probably.
The Strato Fortress is actually its official name under Boeing.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So it's literally called the big ugly fat fucker. Like, well, that's not literally. That's the name people use.
Yeah, the buff.
I know what a B-52 is too. Like, I've seen them and know they're the bomber. I just didn't know it was the big ugly blah blah. Oh my god! Do they have all names like this for all their airplanes?
I don't know. I just saw this on trivia.
Like the F-22 Raptors, like the fast, sexy. Penetrators.
I hope so. I mean, that's what it does.
Right? I mean, that is what it does. It penetrates the skies. The fast, sexy penetrator. The fast, that's what they call it. Or FSA. Or FSP.
FSP.
FSP. Yeah, see? I bet they have names for all their... They have, like, pet names for all the planes. Yeah.
I bet they're all perverted, too.
Like, the aircraft carrier, they could call it, like, the ass carrier or something. Like that. I don't know. I don't know why. But they're all...
Because
it
carries your ass.
They're all really perverted. If you know, let us know. I feel like we have some military listeners here. If you have some weird military, like, names for stuff, like, pet names and stuff, let us know, because... Yeah. They're always funny.
I'm all about that. I love knowing the little military ins and outs like that.
The fast, sexy penetrator. The big, ugly, fat fucker. Sorry. All right.
We were talking about something before trivia, though. What were we saying?
We were going to get into some other stuff in the show.
Okay.
Why? Did you have a thing in mind?
Oh, no. Listener questions, we could do.
We were talking about weird hallucinations before that.
Okay.
Why? Did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I didn't have any more to add.
Let's get into some listener questions, then.
Okay.
We have a few today, I believe.
Yeah, we did.
Do you have one off the bat here?
Yeah, I've got one. Right, this question comes from Brooks on Twitter. Thank you, Brooks.
Thank you, Brooks.
He says, Mickey Mouse is a rat, not a mouse.
Is it?
And he also says, Pluto should be able to talk if Goofy can.
Is Mickey Mouse a rat, not a mouse? He kind of looks more like a rat, I guess.
He has black fur.
That's true.
I've never seen a black mouse.
Ooh, that is true. I've never seen a black mouse either. Yeah, Goofy is a dog, right? Is he a dog?
Yeah.
And Pluto's definitely a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, one can talk and one can't.
One has a son.
Goofy does have a son, yeah. Yeah. The Goofy they can movie. Both talk. Do you remember that movie?
That movie was it good? I don't remember.
I don't know. It's a weird thing, because like I feel like all these movies in the 90s that I like, if I rewatched them now as an adult, I'd be like, this is awful. But like when I'm 10, I was like, oh, this movie's so good, you know?
Yeah, I loved that movie.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like it's probably bad. We should watch the Goofy movie again, like as homework, and like do a review of it. What do you think
about I'd be down for that.
Okay, let's do that. Because it's one of those movies I think about, not a lot, but like, you know, it'll come up and I'll be like, oh yeah, I love the Goofy movie. But I literally have not seen that movie in 15 years, at least, you know. So it could be really bad. You know what a movie that is good that holds up? We were talking about this yesterday. Rescuers Down Under.
Down Under, yeah.
Like, I thought of, like, we're talking about on Twitter or something, and I was reminded of a clip of Joanna. So I, like, Googled that clip. And it's, like, really funny. And then, like, I remember all these other scenes from the movie, and I, like, have to Google all of them. And every single one is funny. And I'm like, ah, I remember this. Ah, ha, 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 ha. And it's like, yep, this movie's still good. This movie still got it, you know.
I watched that movie last year, and it was good.
Still good, right?
Still good.
Yeah. I don't know if I could say the same about the Goofy movie, but we'll see. We're about to find out soon.
I bet it's good.
Maybe.
I know that it deals with some topics that are hard to make good, like teenage angst and
fatherhood,
like father issues.
The perfect Disney movie, fatherhood and teenage angst. Ugh, what a heady topic for a movie. Like, let's get this Disney movie and it'll be like about this teenager rebelling and the father that wants to be a better father that always screws up because he's a goofy goofball.
I am goofy. That's me as a dad. I'm just a big, goofy, dumb dog.
Well, think about it this way. Who was the one out of us that spilled water all over their kitchen floor earlier today, right? Like, it was me.
So, that's true.
I don't know. I feel like maybe we're both the same kind of goofy, doofy-esque character. Is everyone in the Goofy universe a dog? When I say the Goofy universe, I mean, like, the Goofy movie universe.
Yeah.
They're all dogs.
There's Pete. I don't remember what he was. I don't know what animal that is.
Is he the fat one?
Yeah.
He's like the neighbor, right?
Yeah.
What is he?
I don't know what he is.
Is he just like a really big dog or something? He's like a round dog. I can't think of a dog in real life that's analogous to him, to Pete. Pete is like the Carl of the Goofy movie.
Yeah. He has a son in the movie.
I remember. Yeah. He's also like fat and like mean or whatever. He's like a bully, I think. Right?
I think the dad is a bully, but his son is like Max Goofy's son's friend.
Oh, really? I don't remember.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's been a while.
I know there's like a sexy teen girl
dog.
Goofy too. Is she a dog? I don't know.
I think everyone's a dog. Yes, I think she's a dog. Actually, she kind of looks like a mouse, if I remember. You know what I mean? She's got like ears.
That's not good.
Hold on. This is a weird, like, inbreeding going on in the Goofy movie here. Goofy movie. I gotta Google, like, the people in the movie.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, so you got Goofy, obviously.
Is her name Maxine?
Yeah. How did you know that? How do you remember that? Maxine. How do you remember this name? She kind of looks like a rodent of some kind.
Oh, no, dude.
Maybe she's a dog. I can't tell.
There's... It shouldn't be close.
I feel bad. I feel weird Googling this right now. Just to let you know. Like, I Googled the image search, the Goofy movie Maxine, and now I don't feel, like, good about myself right now. There are some pictures that I don't want to mention on the podcast. I think she's a dog, though. I think everyone's a dog. You can't. That's the key is you can't see her ears in the movie, so you can't really tell, right? Because that's the giveaway, right? If there's, like, floppy ears, it's a dog. If it's, like, a perky kind of ear, then it's, like, a rodent of some kind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maxine. And then there's this, like, one guy with, like, a mohawk. And I don't know what animal he is either. I think they're all dogs, though. They're just all different breeds. That's my guess, anyway.
That's cool.
But if they can talk, why can't Pluto?
Yeah, why can't Pluto?
Because Pluto is 100% a dog.
Mickey, he's Mickey's dog, right?
Yeah, Pluto's Mickey's dog.
Mickey's kind of a weird dude. Mm-hmm. So he's like a eunuch, right?
Is he?
I mean...
Why do you say that? Explain this.
Because he has a wife, right?
Sure.
I mean, they don't have kids.
Sure. That doesn't mean he's a eunuch.
He's a mouse.
Okay, so, yeah, anyway, go on. So.
I feel like, never mind.
No,
like,
what were you going to say? Continue your train of thought.
We're too far. Mice have sex a lot. They're like rabbits.
Oh, okay, yeah, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Pluto is like his adoptive son because
they adopted a dog.
He can't have children of his own.
Gosh, that's...
Right?
That's kind of sad.
And, okay, got it. This is going to be really offensive, but it's fine. So, Goofy and his son and all the people in the Goofyverse are dogs.
Right.
Pluto is also a dog in the Goofyverse. But Pluto is...
Special needs. I read your mind.
God, I'm gonna go to hell for this, but it's fine. So, like, all dogs have evolved to, like, stand up on 2 feet, but Pluto is still, you know, he's not there yet, if you will. He's special.
And Mickey Mouse, his eunuch rat owner, or father,
Mickey Mouse felt bad for him.
Yes.
And he wanted a son. So he adopted Pluto. This is so dark and terrible.
Is that why he smiles all the time?
Who, Pluto?
No, Mickey.
Why? Because he has...
I don't want to go here. This leads to a very dark place.
There's some really deep stuff in this Disney lore, guys, that, you know, you can fill in the blanks, I'm sure. Wow. I feel bad now. That's fine. So there's your answer. That's why, because Pluto is a dog, and he's special. And Goofy's a dog, and he's, you know...
He's not normal, but he's...
He's far from normal, but he's he's something else.
Mm-hmm.
They're both dogs. They're just different. It's like in Planet of the Apes, right? You got, like, the smart apes.
Right.
And they got, like, the dumber ones. And they got, like, the even dumber ones. You know, like, it's that kind of, like, chain of command, if you will.
Yeah.
Of dogs. And Pluto's just on the bottom, you know?
Yeah. Not everyone's a Caesar. That's just a fact.
Not everyone's a Goofy. Not everyone can be as brilliant as Goofy. What else is... Oh, we had another listener question today. This is about the TV show Naked and Afraid. Have you seen this show?
I've seen one episode of this show.
I've seen, like, a handful. You know, people are naked and they put them on an island or whatever and they have to, like, survive, you know. It's like Survivor, but, like, with naked people that don't know how to survive. So, the question is, could you survive on the show? And then there's a bunch of follow-ups, depending on whether or not you can. Do you think you can survive, though? Real quick.
How long do they have to be there?
I don't know. I think it's, like, a week. Maybe it's a couple days.
Yeah, I could do it.
Let's say it's 3 days, just say. You could do it? Okay, so you know you're going on the thing. Do you, like, fatten yourself up before going?
Probably not, no.
Probably not? Really? You don't, like, blubber it up first?
I mean, you want to look good, right?
I mean, you are going to be naked, that is true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, having fat would let you not have to eat as much, theoretically. Mm. You know, storing it for the...
I might change my answer. I'm kind of really self-conscious about my body, and I don't think I would do well with this.
So you're not going to survive?
I mean, I would... This is different from a survival situation, right? You kind of have to...
Well, you're partnered up with someone, too. You should... I should keep... You know, I should mention that.
Yeah, that doesn't matter as much as me being naked on TV.
Okay, so let me get to the next question. Okay. So, like, you're partnered with someone, and they're almost always the opposite sex.
Right.
Of you. So, would you prefer an attractive, you know, young, good-looking partner that maybe has all the mental faculties you need, or one that's, like, really strong and kind of mean and, you know, but is, like, really good at surviving and can protect you?
I mean, what kind of choice is this?
This is a question.
All right. So, I'm going to change my answer around a little bit just before I answer that one.
That's fine.
I would say that, yes, I could survive naked in the wilderness, probably.
It's feeling like there's a butt coming on here, though.
But I wouldn't agree to on TV, on this television show.
So you wouldn't agree to this challenge. That's fair.
No.
But if you were thrust into it, you would survive.
I would.
Yeah. That's fair. I don't know.
I would not choose the attractive person either. I would choose the more survival-oriented person.
So you would
obviously
go full utilitarian with this thing.
Yeah.
Basically. So, like, you would eat weird parts of the animal, and you would, like, you know, use things that isn't, you know, very good. Like, you know, you'd use whatever you need to survive, regardless of how disgusting it is or whatever.
I mean, there's levels. Like, depending on how long you're there, I'm not going to eat, like, squirrel anuses.
But you'll eat squirrel.
Like, if I'm only going to be there a week, yeah, I might eat one squirrel. And I'm not going to eat the gross parts.
I love how there's, like, a level. How long do you have to be there before you start eating squirrel? Like, yeah. I love your thought process where you're like, I'm only going to be here, like, a week. So I think I can subsist on fish for a week. And then if I really need to, I'll go with the squirrel after, but only then.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
How long would you think you would survive? Like, let's say you're in a Castaway situation.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen Castaway, right?
Yes. Everyone. It's a great movie.
Okay, just making sure. So you're in a Castaway situation. How long do you think you could survive in a Castaway situation? And it's just you.
I don't know.
Guesstimate. Like, how competent are you with, like, making fire and shelter and stuff like that?
I could... Not very.
I feel like fire is, like, the thing that they always tell you how to do it on the shows. They're like, just make fire, it's really easy, just make it. And then whenever I try to do it in real life, I'm like, this is the most difficult thing in the world. Have you ever tried to make a fire, like, by rubbing sticks together?
It's impossible.
It, like, does not work. Like, I don't know how people do that. Like, it's literally impossible. I don't get it. Like, at all.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't be able to pull off tricks like that. But I've never tried for, like, 8 hours a day, so...
That's true. But in Castaway, like, Tom Hanks takes a really long time before he makes fire. Like, it takes him, like, forever. And I feel like that would be me. I'd be, like, rubbing those sticks together for, like, 8 hours. Like, I don't know how to do this, but I'm trying, you know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work. But, like, on all the survival shows, they always, like, conveniently have, like, a match or something. It's like, oh, no, I brought a match with me on that plane crash. It's like, well, good luck.
I only brought one, though.
Lucky you. You know? Yeah. I don't know. I would, like, yeah, I don't know. People, like, cut off their clothes and stuff to, like, make, you know, weapons and, I don't know. It's wild. I don't think I'd last very long either, though, to be fair. I don't have a lot of skills, though.
Yeah, I would say around 2 weeks, but there's a high standard deviation. Like, it could just be 3 days.
It depends on how dangerous the island is, too.
Yeah.
Like, it could be really dangerous,
and you know, you just die. Like, you like try to kill like an animal, and then like a boar comes and like mauls you. You know, you're just dead or whatever. Let's get into some Reddits. We have a few today. Okay. Actually, no. Let's do another trivia really quick.
Okay, another trivia. Trivia minute. Trivia express.
Trivia minute. Really quick trivia.
All right, I'll have you choose another lifeline.
I'm gonna do Monty Hall. I know I'm picking the stupid ones, but whatever.
Okay. All right, your second trivia question is, American voice actor Thurl Ravenscroft was both the singer behind You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, as well as the voice for blank.
Okay, I knew he was a Mr. Grinch guy, but I don't know if he was on anything else. So,
is it A, Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy? Is it B?
Double D from Ed, Ed.
No, I should have done that, but I didn't. Okay, it's either Ed, single D, Scooby-Doo, B, C, Tony the Tiger, or D, Vegeta.
Any of these is great. I like all of these.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how good of a show Ed and Eddy was really fast?
It was
spectacular.
Show.
It was so good. I watched it, like, I caught an episode recently, and it was still really funny. I thought it was one of those things that was really funny when I was a kid, but like, no, it's good. It's a good show.
Yeah, I love the art, too. Like, the animation.
It's, like, really weird, and it, like, keeps moving. Like, the lines are not ever, like, straight. You know, they're just, like, kind of jerry.
It's, like, intentionally bad. Like, amateurishly animated.
Yeah. It's great. It's awesome. And Rolf is, like, amazing.
Yeah. Rolf, he's, like, the foreigner.
Timmy was the one with the wood plank, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, great show. I'm going to use Monty Hall. And I'm going to lock in... What was the last one again?
Vegeta.
I'm going to lock in Ed, because I do not think he's Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay. It is either Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy or Tony the Tiger.
Okay, I'm going to definitely go with Tony the Tiger, because I feel like the timeline lines up a lot better for Tony the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Grinch movie, or whatever, was in like 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yeah, Tony the Tiger, final answer.
Okay, Tony the Tiger is correct.
Yes! That's so cool. He was the singer and Tony the Tiger. I love the Mr. Grinch song. Like, I sing it to myself frequently.
Yeah.
Boxes and bags. I like the narration, too. I have these random quotes I say from the Grinch from time to time, and no one knows what the hell I'm talking about. Like, boxes and bags, or the roast beast, you know?
Yes.
We have all the good, I don't know, sorry, I'm just weird. I know that whole thing, like, by heart.
Dr. Seuss rhymes are cool.
They are. Boxers and backs.
I like the way he says it. It has a good
boxers
cadence.
Boxers backs. Call the boxers and backs. You're going to have to sound like Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Boxers and backs. And he carved the roast beast. Okay, really, we're going to get into Reddit really quick. I have like a bunch of questions, but I'm only going to do the best one because we don't have time for all of them. Okay. What is the best fast food restaurant Wi-Fi to download adult films?
Okay.
What do you got? What do you think?
Oh, man.
You don't necessarily have to watch them there, but let's say you gotta, like, preview them to make sure they, like, download it properly.
Okay.
So where would you go? You can get your pick of the litter. You got Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, Chick-fil-A. I would not recommend Chick-fil-A.
No, Chick-fil-A is not the one.
No, it's not.
I feel like if you're going to get caught somewhere, Chick-fil-A is not the place to get caught.
So, my first instinct is like McDonald's because it's like the sleaziest one, but no. I think you got to think of like which one of these is like the strip club of fast food restaurants.
Popeyes.
Okay, I wasn't going to say Popeyes, but you might got it there. Does Popeyes even have Wi-Fi? I feel like they don't even have Wi-Fi. Like, you'd go into a Popeyes and be like, do you have Wi-Fi? Y'all have Wi-Fi? And they're like, why, what? Do you want chicken or what? We got chicken in here. We got fried chicken, grilled chicken, and more fried chicken.
sometimes crawfish, depending on the time of year.
Depending on the season. Sometimes Popeyes, they have those, they have all those good commercials. What do you think Popeyes' Wi-Fi name is? Like, if they had it, they could be like...
Louisiana Fast.
Louisiana Fast. And the password is like, love that chicken. Like, that's the whole password. No, but Popeyes might be, that might be a good pick. I don't know if they have Wi-Fi, though.
Yeah.
My inclination was Wendy's, because it's kind of like the dirty, grimy...
But Wendy, dude. Wendy's a child.
Wendy's not there. She's not watching you in the Wendy's. I don't think. What? Do you think?
I don't
do you
know.
Think Dave There's Thomas something about is that like
logo, dude?
You would just feel bad doing it in the Wendy's.
I would feel terrible. Like, you could their do it. Logo. Their logo is like the redheaded child.
Oh, I know. Smiling. She's like 10. That's true. What if you did it in the Wendy's parking lot? You parked over the curb. It's like 10 o'clock at night. You just do a little download there. And then, like, a person knocks on your door and it's like, you can't park here. And you're like, oh shit. Sorry.
Then you gotta go. Yeah, I don't know. Not Wendy's. That's not the right answer.
I feel like it is, but all right. Popeyes Maybe might Crystal? Be right. I got it. Oh, Crystal's a good one. Crystal is really good because Crystal's open late.
Yes.
And I've never been in a Crystal and thought, oh, this is a clean restaurant.
Yeah.
Have you?
I don't think I've ever been in a Crystal.
Oh, you haven't? I've been in a Crystal.
I've always done drive-thru.
They have them in Florida, don't they? Crystals?
Yeah, I have one nearby.
When I lived in Georgia, they had them all over the place. That's one I went in a Crystal. And I don't think I've ever stepped foot in one since. But I don't remember it being very clean. But I think you're right. That might be a good answer. Also, you know, just for fun, Long John Silver's, you know, because of the name. Long John Silver's.
You know Long John gets up to some adult films.
That's really what all he does, like, in his spare time.
I mean, his name's Long John.
He wakes up and he's like, what am I going to do today? I'm really rich. I got nothing better to do. Let me just download some nice movies. Alright. Would you rather eat a public bottle of hot Italian food or have a high wall extreme? I have no idea what that means. But you have to answer it.
A high wall extreme for sure.
It sounds like you could like skateboard on it or something.
Yeah.
What?
But it's mostly because eating a public bottle
of hot Italian food.
Yeah, sounds gross. Doesn't
sound good. Would you rather have an elephant or an unlimited supply of bees? What?
It might sound weird, but maybe bees.
What? Yeah. Why is that?
Because then maybe I could be a beekeeper.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always kind of wanted to be a beekeeper.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of work. Like, there's a lot of prep work going into beekeeping.
Also, I don't know if you might have too many bees.
Yeah, like, how do you know? What's a good gauge for bees?
Yeah.
Is there, like, a wiki you could read or something? On, like,
I don't think you want infinity bees. How to beekeep.
Like, this is the reason I don't do things, because I'm like, where can I find out the information? And then I like Google it and I'm like, nowhere. I'm just not gonna beekeep because I don't know how many bees are appropriate amount of bees to put in a beekeeper. Like, and even then, you know, you got those like things to keep the bees in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Like
the cabinet looking cabinet things.
How many bees go in there? Like, how many bees is over the limit of bees? You know, I don't know. Does it say on the tag when you buy it? Like, maximum...
You have to, like, keep track?
1,000 bees. Like, yeah, like, how are you supposed to know that? I don't get it.
I know if you put a bunch of hamsters in the same cage, it's bad. So maybe
kill
it's...
each other, right? Maybe it's like that.
Is it a similar...
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I have no idea, yeah.
I don't know. Bees would be interesting. It would be so much work, though. I feel like keeping all those bees... And how do you not have the bees escape? You know, I never understood that either. Like, they're just flying around outside. Like,
I think they like it. Like, that's their they think it's their house.
Like, you force that to be their nest.
Yes.
And so, like, they're not going to leave because that's their home.
I have a feeling there's a lot that goes into making it their house, though.
There's probably a lot more to beekeeping than we're even imagining.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of work.
I don't think it's just like, get bees, put them in a cabinet.
And then wear the cool bee suit and be like, I'm beekeeping, look at me.
You've got like the smoke gun.
You gotta like change out like their like litter box thing or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. You know, like they're like removing the like honey things and like
cleaning it out. Yeah, it looks like changing the air conditioner.
Yeah. It's like exactly like that.
Yeah.
And I'm really bad at that, so I would kill the bees. It's like if you change the air conditioner, it's like no, it's been like a year. It's like, oh, you should have done that like 6 months ago. And you go in and you're like, oh, the bees are dead because they over-honeyed themselves. They started eating the honey because they didn't know what else to do with it. They like made so much honey that they're like, we can't possibly get rid of this honey. I'm just like, what do we do? And then the queen's like, just eat it. Go, go, go. And then you open it and there's like a million dead bees just in the honey.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It would be fun to beekeep, though. If you had a lot of free time.
Yeah.
It's a good, like, retired.
Yeah, if I didn't have a job and I could just go out and hang out with bees in the morning instead of going to work.
What a life that would be. You can name the bees.
I feel like Sean Connery does
like,
that.
Okay, like, hey, Charles. Yeah, he probably does. I don't know, maybe he does. All right, let's do a last trivia question.
Okay. The final trivia question of the show. I'll have you choose your final lifeline.
What do I have left? Oh, I'm going to do 60 second
info,
please.
Okay, good luck. This isn't going to be there.
Thanks.
All right. Prior to acting, Samuel L. Jackson was a blank.
Okay.
Is it A, a cheerleader? B, a milkman? C, a fax machine salesman? Or D, a line cook?
Ooh, these are all good. I'm going to info please this one. Maybe it'll be there.
It might be.
Yeah. You never know. My first inclination is like a line cook. I feel like that's like something Samuel L. Jackson would do. Mm-hmm. I don't see Samuel L. Jackson being a milkman. Like, I just don't see him doing that. Like, you want your milk, motherfucker? I got your milk right here. I don't know. Sorry. What was the other one?
Cheerleader, milkman, fax machine salesman, or line cook.
Maybe fax machine salesman. I feel like line cook is... Okay, I'm going to do info, please.
Okay.
You ready?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Info, please.
Samuel L. Jackson. Oh my god, the pop-ups are excruciating. What? What the f- The first result I get is Samuel Jackson Randall with all capital letters. It's like, what? That doesn't help me in any way. I don't care about Samuel Jackson Randall. Okay, yeah, I got Samuel Jackson Page.
30 Samuel seconds Dylan Jackson. Elapsed.
Pillar. What the frickin' A?
Does Samuel, this seriously not have Samuel L?
It has him. It's just like the smallest blurb of anything.
Okay. You've got 15 seconds to divine the answer from that blurb.
I don't know. 10 seconds. I'm going to read about Samuel Randall Jackson. Maybe that'll give me some information. Representative from Pennsylvania. Attended common schools in Philadelphia.
And your time has elapsed.
All right, I'm going to go with line cook because it's the one I like feel like is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Line cook, final answer.
Okay, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
If you could pick a second one, what would it be?
What was it? Fax salesman or something? What was that
one? Fax machine salesman?
Yeah, I would go with that one.
Okay, he was a cheerleader.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I did not expect that. It's kind of cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's kind of like how, I mean, it's not really similar, but Terry Crews was a fine artist before he was a
He was? I didn't know actor. That.
Yeah.
Which he, is like, funny, because his persona is so like, oh, I'm a manly man.
Yeah, I don't see him like with a pencil drawing like, me a either. Portrait.
I mean, that's really cool, but the characters he like plays and stuff is like the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Which is unique. That's cool, though. I don't know. Let's do one more Reddit, or maybe two more. Okay. What is something that's considered rude, but you wish people would do more often? I have one right away.
What is yours?
Mine is that people liked... This is hard to explain. People like to make up excuses for why they don't want to do stuff or why they... They try to be nice to, like, make you feel better. But it's so much easier if they just say, hey, I don't like you, or like, hey, I don't want to do that, or hey, I don't care about that in any way. And it's considered rude, but it would save me a lot of time. And it would save other people a lot of time if I was able to do that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I've told you the story, but like, there's times when people are like, hey, I'm doing this later. You want to come? And I have to be like, oh, I've got like a thing going on that day. It's really a planned thing that I've been planning for like a month, and I can't do it. And they're like, what is the thing? And you're like, oh, it's just a family thing or something, you know. But in reality, I'm just like, I want some ass. I don't want it, you know. But I don't know. I think being nice to people, you like have to lie a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, you should just be like straight, like, I don't actually care about that. Thanks for asking, but I'm good, you know.
I tend to be honest like that with people that I think can handle it.
Good. See, I think more people should do that. And I think a lot of people do consider that rude, unfortunately, though. But
Well, it's just because like they lie and you don't know otherwise.
No, I know. I agree. Yeah. But it's like considered rude to like be straight with people. To
tell
sometimes.
The truth.
Whereas, like, it's easier if you're just being straight, because then you don't have to, like, guess the other person's intention or whatever.
You don't have to lie to, like, someone.
Yeah. It's stupid to lie to people. Anyway, that's mine. It's just, like, it's considered rude by society, but I don't know. It'd be so much easier if everyone was just honest about that kind of thing. You know? I don't know. That's mine. Final question.
Sure.
What is the dumbest way you've ever hurt yourself? There are so many answers to this that I have. But I want you to answer this question.
I can think of a couple really dumb things that I've done. I've poured boiling water on my hand.
That's a good one.
Because I was trying to make crystals out of charcoal.
Crystals
you can't.
Out
you
of
can't
charcoal?
Do that. By the way, it's not the thing that's real.
Was I there when you were doing this? Because I feel
no,
like this is
but I think you knew
really
me at the time.
Did together.
Yeah.
We did some stupid stuff together.
Oh yeah, we tried to like mix gasoline and water while it was on fire.
We didn't get hurt though.
No, we just
we almost did.
We just made a really big fire
in your yard.
Yes.
I was on like the roof once of someone's house, maybe mine, and I like almost died. Like I fell, but then I like caught myself on the gutter with my foot, and I like broke the gutter. But
I was there. I was there.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh. And but I
we might have been filming a movie.
I was fine. I think we were, and I was fine though. But like looking back, I was like I could have died like very easily. Because it was a long... It was a pretty high... Like, a long way up.
You had a two-story house.
Yeah, I did. And I was, like, on the top.
And you were falling, like, head down.
I know. I'm aware. Yeah. And I, like, switched over to my, like, catch my leg or something. I don't remember. Yeah. It was wild. Ugh, we did a lot of stupid stuff for those movies, though.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
We had real live gators in our movies.
Oh, yeah. I never Steve told Irwin. Anyone about this. I completely forgot about this stuff. I live, like, in my hometown, live, like, right next to a really big lake that has legit Florida alligators, like, in it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And there was one movie we made where we were like, were you Steve Irwin or was I?
No, you were. I was always the filmer in this Steve Irwin movie.
I completely forgot about this. And I would do my like bad Steve Irwin impression, like, good day, folks. I'm Steve Irwin, and this is Steve Irwin Hour. And then we'd like find animals in my yard, and I would explain about them. And there's one time there's a gator like sunbathing, and I like.
You went up to it.
Why did I do that? So stupid.
I don't know.
But see, none of these, I never hurt myself. I mean, I did, but I didn't, like, die or anything. Yeah. But if I did, that would have been for sure the dumbest. Like, oh, yeah, when I went up to an alligator and it bit my hand off or something like that. I don't know. I injure myself in dumb ways, like, all the time. I'll, like, do stupid stuff, like, yesterday. I moved too quickly. So, like, I'm trying to get my keys out of my pocket, right? So I'm, like, really, like, but I, like, need them quick. I don't know why I need them quick, because I, like, I want them fast, you know? And I'm, like, I'm really wrangling.
Never happened to me.
I'm really wrangling with them. I'm, like, gotta get these keys out. And I'm wearing jeans, so, you know, jeans, like, the pockets are kind of tight in some jeans.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, really wrangling in there, and I finally get them, and I'm, like, got them. And then I pull my hand out really fast, and I, like, twist my, like, wrist, like, as it's coming out of the jeans. And it, like, hurts like a motherfucker. And what it turned out to be, I think I literally, like, sprained my wrist, you know.
That's... Like... What do you mean you wanted to get your keys out fast?
I don't know. I move too quickly sometimes. Have you ever, like, planned your day around how fast you can do things?
No, not really. No.
I do this all the time. I'll get home from work or whatever, and then I'll be like, all right, I need to do this, this, and this. And then I'll try to do them as fast as humanly possible so I can get to the thing that I want to do, which is usually just sit down and do nothing. And I will just injure myself all the time this way. Like, have you ever needed to do yard work? You don't own a house, but I do. So, like, I'll need to do yard work on Saturday or something, or Sunday. And I'll, like, try to do it as fast as humanly possible, which is a really bad idea because it's really easy to, like, injure yourself while doing that. Like, if you, like, you could sprain yourself or twist something or, you know, you could trip or fall or whatever.
Using a lawnmower a lot can go wrong.
Generally a bad idea. But, yeah, this is, I don't know, this is my life. I like to do things quickly and frequently it bites myself in the ass. But, yeah, the most recent one was I twisted my arm. Or my wrist getting keys from my pocket, which I don't think anyone else has ever done, but...
No, this never happened to me.
Good. Please don't let it ever happen. But this is just my unique brand of self-harm that I have going on. Maybe it's because I hate myself a little. I don't know. It's just... It's a thing. I don't know. Yep. That's it. That's what I got.
All right. Do you want to finish with an ask question? It's really quick.
Sure. I would love to.
Okay. Is Gatorade juice cool? Joey 12 wants to know.
Ooh, I would say no because I don't think it has any fruit in it, and I feel like
no, juice... it's not juice. That's the answer.
The end. Gatorade's not juice. What is? I don't even know what is in Gatorade.
It's got sugar, electrolytes,
sugar and water and salt and electrolytes. Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is Mr. Clippers Lawn Mowing Excellence Experience.
What?
What it's Mr. Clippers.
What does Mr. Clippers do?
He mows your lawn. He's a contractor.
For you. Oh. If you want excellence in lawn mowing,
Mr. Clipper.
Call Mr. Clipper. I imagine he kind of looks like Mr. Clean. Like they're like brothers.
I think he has a big mustache that he keeps like really well clipped, though.
Really well clipped.
Yeah.
He uses the same, you know, like the garden shears? Like, he uses those.
Yeah.
And then he shaves his face with, like, the lawnmower blade.
Yeah.
He only uses lawn tools for his, like, hygiene upkeep.
Perfect. Yeah, that's Mr. Clipper.
When you want a beautiful lawn, choose Mr. Clipper. What were you going to say? You were so
pressed. Oh, I thought when you want a beautiful lawn was our sign-off.
Oh, no. Their sign-off is when you're feeling kind of... bad.
Be a goofy dad.
This has been episode 81 of the Time Bat Show. I've been Tommy Aziz.
And I've been Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone. Drive safe.
Drive safe.